been liberating. I am just lucky that I survived when so many others in abusive situations often don't. If this is you listening to this right now, get out. Get help. Tell everyone around you. There is strength in numbers and power in the truth. Continued physical or verbal abuse is never valid or warranted. It is not okay, period. The hardest step is the first. I would have gone through everything all over again if it meant having my beautiful son, who thankfully isn't a sociopath. He was only 5 months old and in his walker when I started coughing and choking on some water. As fast as his little legs could propel him, he was next to my chair with his hand on my thigh, looking up at me with eyes full of concern. He is the sweetest, smartest, funniest, most special little boy, and the reason I was strong enough to stand up to Milos when so many others hadn't. All in all, Milos took me for well over $100,000. He took my first home, he took my career, he took away my friends, and he tarnished my self-esteem. But maybe I was supposed to repeat this narrative. I have a request for you, the listener. Please share my tale, tell your friends, tell anyone who will listen. I want to be a cautionary tale, a sucky love story. Learn from my mistakes and don't be afraid to make your own. I still believe in true love, in finding someone who is the omelet to my cheese, but I am in no rush. Being single has been peaceful and safe. My son is thriving, and that is all that matters. I would say that I am 90% back to normal, but part of me will never trust again. After my trial, I wasn't done digging, and through my exploration into military proceedings, discovered something else. If Milos did indeed enlist as a doctor, as he had said, he would have gone straight to officer training, not basic training. This much is easily searchable. Per a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, I also discovered what Milos actually enlisted as in the Army. Due to government rules, I am not allowed to say more, but his job is the farthest and most mundane thing from a doctor possible. You are just going to have to use your imagination on this one. I never did find out if Milos is really a doctor or if he really is in the mafia, but as long as Rex is safe and happy, I'm happy. Do I have security cameras installed now? Absolutely. Am I cautious when we are out in public? Won't let him out of my sight. Love can break you, but it can also heal. Don't let life's bitter moments turn you sour. Make the biggest glass of lemonade, drink up, and keep going. Don't be afraid of love. Just do a background check first.
This has been an Audible Studios production of A Sucky Love Story, Overcoming Unhappily Ever After. Written and performed by Brittany Louise Taylor. Executive producers Rena Ayer and Mike Charzik. Producer Chris Sacco. Copyright 2018 by Rex Films LLC. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.